Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 122 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here this week. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. And what's been going on for you over the last 7 days?
Oh, well, you're lucky I'm here, actually, Jason.
What have you done now?
I might have required rescuing yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
We took the dogs a walk over Cannock Chase and we thought, oh, we've been this way before. We know where we're going. But ultimately, we didn't. So we was wandering around. Honestly, we was in there for about 4 hours and I was having visions of it going dark and us having to call out the Forestry Commission.
Oh, dear. So that would have been a bit embarrassing.
It would have, really. But then I suddenly remembered, of course, I got maps on my phone. So I had a look to see which direction we should be travelling in. And funnily enough, we was going in the opposite direction.
The wonders of modern technology saved you. I'm impressed already. Well, I've had the weekend of the Matt Murray testimonial here at Molyneux yesterday, which is very good. And a great turnout for Matt. And so that was really, really well deserved as
well. You didn't go on the pitch and play like I
didn't,
promised.
No, so. I was a bit busy. I did go on the pitch. I went and did some half-time stuff.
Oh, okay, but not playing.
I didn't go and play. Mm. No, that would have been a bad move. I can't. Well, there we go. So that was good. I enjoyed that.
I'm good. Not as nice weather, though, is it? So
I'd prefer this. I'm happier like this.
Do you
but
really?
There we go. Yeah. Mm. Right, what's coming up on the show today, then, Zoe?
Well, I have got a lady called Jill Whittaker.
Mm.
My husband's family is Whittaker, so we might be related. We'll have to ask. She's secretary of the Marston Singers, and they're celebrating 50 years this year by doing a concert.
I do hope we get at least a scale out of her on the telephone tonight. That'd be good. We're also talking to Mike Hamlet, keeping a musical theme, the man from The Robin 2. They've recently won an award down there, so we'll be finding out all about that. Grace Lee joins us on the phone from The Haven to tell us about their Walking a Mile in Women's Shoes. And we have music from the one and only Ben Drummond.
Oh, Ben Drummond. We haven't spoken to him for ages.
No, we just sent it up earlier, having a quick chat, and we could have just talked for ages.
Yes.
The three of us are having a good natter.
Bless.
But first of all, we're going to talk to the president of the Rotary Club in Wolverhampton. We're joined now by Richard Green. Hello, sir.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. And you're another man we haven't caught up with for a while, and there's been plenty going on, hasn't there?
Yes, it really is a very busy time for Rotary. Got a whole load of great projects going on, all in keeping with Rotary's motto, service above self.
Ah, but you do have to think of yourselves a little because it is the 90th anniversary of your club, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's quite a significant time for our club. It was way, way back in 1921, in December 1921, when a group of businessmen got together to hear somebody from the Rotary Club of Birmingham, which was one of the first clubs in this country after it crossed the water from the United States, saying there ought to be such a club in Wolverhampton. And they met in Reynolds Restaurant. Wherever that may be, or may have been. And so this year in December, we're celebrating the 90th anniversary of the granting of the charter to the Rotary Club of Wolverhampton from Rotary International in America.
It's a bit of a shame the restaurant's not still there to have the party in, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Tell you one funny thing. Apparently, when they first started to meet, they met at a Monday lunchtime. But the records show that within a short space of time, they decided to start meeting on a Tuesday. They said at the time the reason was not to clash with the meeting of the All Brighton Hunt. But in fact, the truth was that all the men and ladies wanted to be out of the house on a Monday because the Sunday joint was getting a bit thin by then, so they wanted to have their lunch out on a Tuesday.
but it's great that something that's such a major tradition, so much good work done that came over from the States, and the fact it's kept going for 90 years in Wolverhampton.
Absolutely, yeah. Rotary itself is about 110 years old, but in Wolverhampton it started up 90 years ago, yeah.
So what have you got going on in this, your 90th anniversary year?
Well, the group study exchange team have just arrived from Canada. They're here with us for a month, and I think you met one of the group study exchange teams 2 or 3 years ago. That's still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
A very interesting group of young people visiting us from Canada. Among the many projects, we're supporting the Rotary Shoebox Scheme. And these, as the name implies, are little boxes exactly the size of a shoebox, which you fill with gifts and you write on the box whether they are gifts for a young boy, a young girl, a teenage boy or a teenage girl, and these go out in their hundreds to our fellow Rotarians in Romania, so we are sure they don't go astray, and they arrive in time for very poor children and orphans in Romania to have a slightly better Christmas than they might otherwise have done.
And what sort of things are you looking for in those boxes? I take it there's no perishables can go in there?
No, no foodstuffs, no knives or guns, toy knives or guns, but little mini cars, you know, little dolls, things that would be very exciting to little girls and boys. And there's also, you can do a separate one of household stuff for the parents, like toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, that sort of thing as well. But they are clearly separated because you mark on the box, this is intended for, say, a seven-year-old boy or an eight-year-old girl. So she gets exactly what she wants for Christmas.
Right. Would you be able to put sweets in? Because I know that's what children look forward to.
No,
I know,
no food
stuff. I know they're perishables, yeah. But yeah, they'd have like a bit of chocolate or something, wouldn't they?
They do indeed. Sometimes it doesn't travel too well, so they ask us not to put edible things in. But anything that really makes it exciting for these children who literally have nothing for Christmas.
I suppose you've got to think about where they're living as well. Because, for example, it might be no good sending a teenage girl a CD because you probably won't have like a CD player
absolutely
to play it on. So you do need to
wouldn't have a player, wouldn't have a MP3 or whatever. No. Or some cases don't even have electricity, I'm afraid.
So if you do send a CD player, Zoe, you have to put batteries in there too. Okay,
that's right.
But that would be possible, though, wouldn't it? I mean, that'd be a major surprise to them to see something like that arrive.
Oh, I think, yes, a child over there to get one of those would be absolutely thrilled to bits.
You could have a wind-up radio, couldn't you? They don't need anything then, don't they?
That, yeah, they do those. Right? We do, Rotary do send a lot of those to the African places, yeah.
So what happens if somebody does want to put a box together? Just get in touch with a local Rotary club?
Absolutely. Every Rotary Club in the area is doing this. Contact your local Rotary Club. The boxes come like a flat pack from a certain well-known Swedish furniture store.
You can say IKEA, that's all right.
Okay. And they're very easy to assemble into, and suddenly, lo and behold, you've got a little empty cardboard box the size of a shoebox, and away you go. And then you return it to us, and we guarantee that within a very short space of time, it's in the hands of a child or a teenager in Romania. That's called the Rotary Shoebox Scheme.
So that's a major thing that happens absolutely every year. But yes. There are a few one-off projects as well going on.
Yeah, at Westcroft School for educational special needs. Now, my year's theme as the president of the Rotary Club of Wolverhampton is Rotary through music and performance. And we've come up with a scheme which involves three people, us, who's putting up the money, the teachers and the brilliant staff at Westcroft School, and Bilston Operatic Society. Now, Bilston's show this year at the Grand Theatre in late November is A Christmas Carol, the musical. And what they're going to be doing is some of the company members are going to the school and they're going to do workshops with the children to teach them the songs and the dances and to get them familiar with performing arts. Obviously, the children won't be able to go on stage and perform in the show, but as they work through the rehearsals and learn the songs and dances, they will do a little show themselves to their parents at the school. But what we're doing is we're going to take all the children and their carers to see a performance of the show.
And I bet they sing along too, don't they?
Oh, they will do, yeah, because there's some great songs in the show. But yeah, and we've been very pleased to be able to bring these two people together.
That sounds like another really good project. As does the bit of decorating you've been doing recently, too.
Yes. We've been friends for a long time with a guy called John Thomas, who's the chairman of the Wolverhampton Amateur Boxing Club up on Colliery Road, just off Horsley Fields. And John does a fantastic job in providing some really useful outlet for young boys and a few girls as well to keep them out of trouble, keep them off the streets. Place has been there, looking a bit run down, not getting in these straitened times any funding from the local authority. But all of a sudden we hear that at next year's London Olympics, Wolverhampton Boxing Club, because they've got two Olympic-sized rings, boxing rings are playing host to the incoming team from Dominica, who are arriving to take part in the Olympics. They asked us, could we spruce the place up? And we said, yes. We've paid quite a lot of money for the paint. Some of us went along to give a hand. But we've also, because we've done this sort of thing before, we got a group of apprentices from RAF Cosford, who were keen to do some community service, to come and help us to do the work. We've finished now. We finished last Saturday. We were there all day, and the place looks an absolute picture.
Absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic.
More Rotary good work in the community. Anything else we should mention before we let you escape back into your evening?
I think we've just had a pretty busy weekend as well with the Canadians team have arrived for a whole month in our district.
Oh, yeah.
But also last weekend, Rotary all around the world gives what we call ambassadorial scholarships. And this year, 87 students from all over the world, from the States, Canada, Zimbabwe, Japan, Australia, have arrived to study for a master's degree for an extra year at British universities, sponsored and paid for by Rotary, as part of the process of improving peace and goodwill and understanding throughout the world. This weekend, we played host to all these 87 students who met up in Wolverhampton, what we call a link weekend. They got to meet each other, even though they're studying at separate universities, so they can sort of say, I fancy a weekend in London, can I crash out on your bedroom floor? Mm-hmm. We gave them a little bit of a talk about this area and what to expect from British society and how to keep safe from drugs and intimidation while you're here. And that has just been a very, very successful weekend. And believe me, Jason, these young boys and girls were the best of the best from all over the world.
Brilliant. Well,
sounds like you've been very, very busy.
It really has been a busy time, yeah.
Must have taken so much organising, each and everything that you're doing.
Well, yeah, Rotarians are rather good at this, and that's why it works so well, because they give their time and their knowledge and their enthusiasm completely for free. That's what the Rotary movement's all about.
Well, in exchange, you give us your web address so people can come along and support the activities that you've got going on.
www.rotaryclubwolverhampton.co.uk.
So rotaryclubwolverhampton.co.uk. Not a 90-year-old web address, but a 90-year-old club.
That's right. Yeah.
And what's going on with your other interests and love in the shape of the Goldthorne Theatre?
Goldthorne Theatre Company. I'm just off to a rehearsal now. We're doing a cracker this time, Jason. Goes on in 3 weeks' time, last week of October. Murdered to Death by Peter Gordon. And for the first 10 or 15 minutes, you think you will have come to see a fairly straightforward, ordinary Agatha Christie murder mystery with all the stock characters in the 1930s. But this bumbling police inspector, delightfully called Inspector Pratt, arrives and makes a complete hash of the whole investigation. And it's very, very funny.
Well, don't tell me too much more, because I'm coming along to see it on the Thursday night.
Okay.
So it's 26th, 27th, 28th and 29th of October.
That's right, at the Royal Wolverhampton School as usual.
And tickets have been selling, they're almost sold out, but are there many left?
We're sold out Wednesday and Thursday, a few left for Friday and Saturday.
And if people do want to get hold of those, how do they get in touch?
Phone the box office on 331860.
Richard, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, as always.
I look forward to speaking to you again in the very near future.
Okay.
And, thank you very much.
Seeing you on stage in the latter part of this month as well.
Okay.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, let's take our first track from Ben Drummond. Zoe, what have we got?
This is Turn Left. Back to where it
free my head.
When I keep you from your calling, cut me into pieces.
I know that you plan to be free.
Your heart does not belong to me.
Ben Drummond and Turn Left. Don't you look at me like that for?
What? I'm not nothing.
You give me a look.
What look?
I just glanced across and there you were going, hello, half asleep.
I was listening.
You're just sitting back and listening to the music, right?
Yes.
You calm down because obviously it's a
very
bit,
good.
Yeah, no, but Ben Drummond, absolutely fabulous.
You always is, though,
I know, you can't beat a bit of Ben Drummond, can you? So, shall I get back to the plot? Should we carry on with the show? Or are you just going to sit there staring out the window again?
Yes, I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yes, because this is your chance, men, to walk in women's shoes for a whole mile. And to tell us more on how it raises money for the Haven in Wolverhampton, we're joined now by Grace Lee. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm getting by. I think Zoe's completely out of it, but there we go.
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Just checking. Right, so... to walk a mile in women's shoes. This is an event you've got taking place in glorious surroundings in Wolverhampton.
Yes, it's actually this Sunday, taking place in West Park in Wolverhampton City Centre. And it's just as you said, we're trying to encourage men to walk 1 mile around the park wearing women's shoes.
Which means basically high heels.
It does. It means...
nothing comfy.
We don't want to make it too easy for them. So we've got a range of heels starting from about 3 inch up to about 6. So they've got a choice of the heels that they can wear on the day.
So there's no, they don't bring their own then? They can borrow some?
Some bring their own. They can bring their own if they have them. But we do have sizes 6 to 14 available to hire on the day. And we do have about 100 pairs or so. So there's plenty available to choose from.
And you've had men registering from around the area for this one, but you can turn up on the day, hire your shoes and do the walk, because you do actually pay to get involved, don't you? So the Haven will make some money however you choose to work it, but you could get sponsors too.
Absolutely. The registration fee is just £2, so there's still time to register. As you said, just turn up on the day. And if you want to encourage your friends or your family or your work colleagues to raise a little bit of sponsorship for you, that would be absolutely fantastic.
I think they'd pay to see it.
That would be quite
funny. I think so as well. I think certainly any event that will take place once a year, sort of seeing 50-plus men tottering around West Park in heels. So I think it's worth seeing.
Now, do you find some of them, possibly the ones that bring their own shoes, maybe go the whole hog and have got the frock and the makeup too?
Yeah, they come in full fancy dress. And we do actually have a best dress competition running this year. So, if they want to put on their frocks and their wigs and their makeup, then we'd encourage that.
That'd be fab. I hope it's not raining, though, because the makeup might run a bit.
Oh, no, hopefully not.
But it should be good, fingers crossed for good weather for them. So what does the route take? If they're a little ashamed, are they going to be spotted by everybody using the park? Is it a full circumference?
Absolutely, yes. Full circuit of the park. So I'm sure any dog walkers or sort of any runners will be in for a treat if they see these men tottering along in their heels.
I might take a trip out there. Are you going to be having like collection buckets as well and things like that for the people that are just watching?
We will be having a few collections. There'll be a couple of staff members, including myself, there from the Haven, so sort of telling you a little bit more about the cause and why we're raising money and awareness. And we're also going to have a couple of performances as well from a local dance crew. We might even get a couple of the men doing a few Zumba moves as well to warm them up on the day. So lots of fun.
And, of course, this all falls in a month while you're looking to raise awareness of the problems caused by domestic abuse.
Absolutely. October's actually Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's an international campaign that started in America, and it's sort of slowly filtering over towards the UK, and the Haven wanted to play its part and raise awareness of the campaign. So we'll be here raising money for women and children who come to the Haven as a result of domestic violence, often having left their homes in a hurry without bringing any belongings with them. So we help to find them accommodation in the community and help them get back on their feet.
And with the Haven, is it referrals or is it people just turning up on your doorstep because they're in their area of need?
We have both. So we do have women and their children turning up sort of in the middle of the night to refuge accommodation. But we also do have women who just want to call the helpline and talk through their experiences and talk to somebody about what they've been going through. So yeah, if you do need to get in touch with us, we're available on Wolverhampton 713001, and that's a 24-hour number, and we're in operation 365 days a year.
So that number again?
It's 713001.
So Wolverhampton 713001 if you need the help of the Haven. But if you do wish to take part in the event in West Park and also find out more about events that you have going on to support the Haven, is there a web address and phone number there?
There is, yeah. If you go on to havenrefuge.org.uk, or you can give us a call on Wolverhampton 572173, or you can just turn up on the day. We'll be in West Park in the bandstand area from about 11 o'clock onwards.
You'll be able to spot it because there'll be lots of men looking incredibly tall because they're wearing high heels, but slightly wobbly.
You won't miss us at all.
It should be a brilliant event. Good luck with it. I hope you have an absolutely fabulous turnout for that one. And in its second year, I'm sure it'll be even bigger and better than last year. I know last year it worked well, didn't it?
I hope it did. It went fantastically well.
Grace, thank you for joining us. Lovely to speak to you as ever.
And you. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Very much.
Ta for now. Bye. Right, our second track from Mr. Drummond now. This one is The Wait. We'll Ben Drummond and the Waits, and the man joins us on the phone now. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason.
How's the, how are you? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you, mate.
That's good. Now, you're about to dash off out to take your wife kickboxing.
Yes, we do a bit of kickboxing together.
Keep him fit.
It's the way she keeps me in line, really.
Yeah, it sorts you out on a Monday night if you misbehave. So what's going on with the music? Because it's been a while since we last had a chat. And, yeah. What have you been up to? But obviously, been in the studio.
Yeah, doing still working a lot in the studio. I released an EP called The Natural City Boy, which is out on iTunes at the moment. And I've got a support for the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the 18th and 19th of November in the LG Arena Forum before the show.
That's
and
really
I'm still working at the Jam House promoting the new Acoustic Sessions nights, which is the last Tuesday of the month.
So they're like an open mic night, aren't they? Those?
Well, no, it's not an open night so much. It's more the acts are booked, and it's a popular night. I mean, we average anything from 80 to 300 people sort of coming along to have a watch. So
yeah.
it's a good night for a Tuesday night.
So you do have to dash off, but give us all the details on your website at the moment and where people can find out all the things as they happen.
Well, you've still got the MySpace, which is Drummond Music, MySpace/Drummond Music, and I'm using Facebook a lot more now to promote, and there's stuff on YouTube as well if you just have a look for Ben Drummond.
Have you got pop videos on there?
There's a few pop videos, yeah.
Oh, is it really? We'll have to have a look.
Well, it's all live, you know.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's warts and all sort of thing.
I thought you'd had a director involved and everything. And
no, I can't afford that. I have to keep my wife in kickboxing.
Well, otherwise, she will sort you out because she knows how to do it now. Well, there
she's
we are.
Right, you know. I should be watching, really.
But when you're doing all this sort of stuff, though, and you're putting these videos online, it is a great way of sharing the music and getting some of that live experience across because you are an absolutely brilliant live performer.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, for me, that is, you know, that's what the music's about. It's a live experience, and you know, personally, there's nothing better than watching someone perform. So, and hence, that's why I'm still doing the Jam House acoustic sessions, at the end of the month. So, you know, I still love to see live music, and I've still got a young daughter now, so it's a way of earning a bit of money and going to see a band at the same time.
Oh, that's all good. Brilliant. Ben, thank you for joining us. We will catch up with you soon, and we must drag you back into the studio to perform for us at some point in the
I'd
near
love
future,
to.
Too.
Definitely.
Speak to you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Right,
bye.
Let's take another tune from you. This one is Wheels.
As real as feels, just drift on through the white tide. We shine bright in the faltering light. Well, there must be a place where we can go. So far away from here, we begin at the known. And the first step's closest near. Well, the questions burn in my feet. Thank you.
face to face, another time and another place. While the questions burn in your feet, keep running through fields upon fields that make my heart break. Yeah, and on the wheels upon wheels, you make my heart break. Yeah, shine a light, shine a light. Daughter's face for life that I wouldn't change. A love in my heart that began before the start. A friend that I want to trace. A son in the golden gaze. A girl that I'll marry. A love from the start. It's a smile on my daughter's face for life that I wouldn't change. A love in my heart that began before the start. A friend that I want to trace. A son in the golden gaze. A girl that I'll marry that I love from the start.
Drummond and Wheels. Zoe, who's up next?
Well, it's one of my ladies.
One of your ladies?
Yes. She's the secretary of the Marston Singers, and they're celebrating 50 years this year. And on the phone, I have Jill Whittaker.
Hello, Jill.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so, well, I think first things first, can we have a scale out of you, please?
A scale?
Yeah, just a few notes of... class it as a warm-up for a full song in a moment or two.
That's for later. We've got choir practice tonight.
Well, in which case, you're fine to do us a little bit of a noise now, then.
Is it a meme?
Oh, that was good. I like that. So tell us a bit about the whole anniversary and all that is going on.
Yes, well, the Marston Singers were established in 1961. And it was a group established by the employees of what was then Marston Excelsior, which is MS Marston now on the Wobaston Road in Wolverhampton. Mm. And they were then known as the Marston Excelsior Choral and Concert Society, which is a bit of a mouthful. they used to meet regularly and rehearse and put on concerts. And then for a little while they did disband. And then they were reformed as Wensfield Institute Choir, which met at March Gen School. But after a short while, they then returned to Marston at Celsius Social Club, where they used to rehearse. That was in 1974. And then they became known as the Marston Singers.
So going a fair while then.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you been involved in it?
I've been in them for about 17 years now.
I was going to suggest 50 years, and then I suddenly thought, no, you don't sound that old.
Well, I could, but no, I haven't. In fact, we do have our chairman Don Franklin, who is one of the original founder members. So he's still singing with us.
Oh, he still sings.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what events have you got to mark this occasion?
Well, we've got our gala concert coming up shortly on the 29th of October, which is at Penn United Reformed Church on the Penn Road. And we're doing that with special guests, Jackfield Brass Band.
And what sort of music can you expect to hear on that night? Obviously a bit of brass, but...
Well, a bit of brass, yes. Hopefully something we can join in with them. We were just talking about it at the moment. And I think it's they're hoping to do something that the whole audience can join in with. A bit of flag waving, I think.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Are you making any money off the ticket sales and things like that?
Well, we do generally. All the concerts that we do are usually for charities. Mm. But we do one concert a year, which we do for ourselves, because obviously we have to raise money for sheet music, which is very expensive. So it's just to cover, you know, our costs for another year. And so this one is ours.
Yeah.
Most of the concerts we do are for different sort of charities.
Right. Do you do many concerts? I mean, is it like one a month you do, or is it?
Well, so it depends when we're asked to do them. We do about six or seven a year. But we do more around Christmas time. We do quite a lot at Christmas for various places.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be nice. We tried to get a choir in here at Christmas, didn't we, a few years ago?
I don't think you can physically fit a choir in here, unfortunately.
Well, no, because there's about 40 of us.
Oh, we could have them on the pitch, couldn't we? That'd be good.
That's a possibility. Well,
on the pitch.
Yeah. No, I do like it. It makes it all Christmassy, doesn't it, when you've got a choir and singing all the
carols. Nobody wants to stand a choir outside whilst we podcast inside. We stand in them outside on the terraces of Molyneux.
I sing regularly on the terraces at Molyneux. Every
season
home game.
Ticket holder.
Well, that's all good. Give us all the details for this concert then on the 29th of October.
Saturday the 29th of October at 7:30 at Penn United Reformed Church, which is on the Penn Road, Wolverhampton. And as I said earlier, we've got Jack Field Brass Band as special guests.
And how much are the ticket prices?
The tickets are £5, and children under 12 are free.
Right. And do you have to pre-book?
We've got tickets for sale, but depending on how many we sell prior to that, there will be some available on the night.
Right, okay.
But that £5 includes refreshments. We usually do wine and biscuits and hot drinks for those that don't drink wine.
So a good night to be had by all.
Oh, yes.
And if people want more information, can they get in touch with you online as well?
I can give you an email address. So yep. We haven't got an online at the moment. We're on the process of rearranging that.
If you have to be put on a mailing list, though, I'm sure you'll be able to email them out full details.
That's right, we can, yes.
So what's that email address?
MarstonSingers@gmail.com.
MarstonSingers@gmail.com. Get in touch, ask to be put on the mailing list, and they'll tell you all about their forthcoming events and see what's actually going on in the world of singing.
Yes, and they can also phone if they want it, more information and about tickets. It's Wolverhampton 01902 787 963.
So that's Wolverhampton 787 963.
Yes.
Lovely to talk to you.
Okay.
Here's for the next 50 years, and I expect you to be singing for all of those 50 years, okay?
I think not. But we'll try.
Give it a go, as long as you can.
Okay, then.
And have a great event at the end of this month, okay?
All right, thanks very much.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye.
Right, let's take some more music from Mr. Ben Drummond. This one is Silhouettes in the Morning Sun.
Night, homes painted white. I pull up my winter coat. Your lights aren't on, but maybe you are home. There's a kiss in your lips, sharing our secrets, and you're gone. Looking back,
Ben Drummond's Silhouettes in the Morning Sun. We now have Mike Hamblett from The Robin 2. Hello.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic at the moment. Everything's going really, really well.
Which, I mean, it's good. I mean, normally when we talk to you, we're talking about upcoming events and gigs. We will mention some of those. But you've just won an award as well.
Yes, we've won the Live UK Music Business Award for Best Venue Teamwork Club under 800 capacity, which we were given, you know, last Thursday night at the Radisson Blue Portman Hotel in London, which was a fantastic do, I must say.
Now, did you know you'd won when you went down there, or were you just nominated?
No. We knew we were in the top three. I never dreamt that we'd win it, honestly. My wife and I looked at each other when they called the Robin 2 out, and we were just unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable.
Did you have to go up and make a speech and things as well?
Luckily, no.
Smart.
I'm not good at things like that. We just had... We were presented with the award, and then we had to have our photos taken and stuff like that. But
I bet you're so proud of that. Like,
absolutely, yeah. Because the award is for the business as a whole, you know, across the board. So it's how we look after the bands, you know, how we deal with agents and things like that, and how we deal with the public. So everybody from the cleaner to the sound man to the booking office staff, it's for them, you know, it's for the whole thing. So. Mm. Everybody's chuffed to bits, absolutely.
Yeah. Who nominates for you? I mean, is it the business or is it...
It was a panel. The nominees came from a panel of music industry specialists. And then it was a combination of their vote and, I believe, the public vote after that. The top three. And then we went down, and I was actually on the table with one of the other nominees in the top three. He wasn't very happy. and... You know, it was just a complete... It was a shock, but it was... Thinking about it now, it's just fantastic, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, absolutely brilliant stuff. Well done. And it is thoroughly deserved. And yeah, we are talking to people who are playing at your venue, but they always seem genuinely pleased to be playing there. Mm.
The thing that really, really put things home is if you look at the other winners, there's Best Venue Teamwork Stadium, Wembley Stadium, Best Venue Teamwork Arena, the O2 in London... Best Venue Teamwork Theatre Concert, Royal Albert Hall in London. And
the Robin 2 in Bilston.
We're amongst that. it's just incredible, absolutely incredible.
Well, people who've been to see gigs there and have also experienced what you put on for the bands, I'm sure would agree that you're in the same class as all of those great venues. And congratulations to you. What have you got coming up as you head towards the winter months? Is it a busy one for you down there, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we've got absolutely loads on. I mean... Go West, Steve Harley, Cockney Rebel.
The original Go West.
Yeah, with Peter Cox and Richard Drummer, yeah. No, we've got loads on over Christmas. So if anybody wants to get a programme for the, you know, for the season, just give us a call on our office number or just email us and we'll happily send a programme out.
Mm. So if you want to have a chat, 01902 401211. Have a natter. Get yourself that information booklet all about what's going on down the Robin. And get yourself on the mailing list because there's always going to be something for you to look forward to. But, of course, as you mentioned, the hotel, they can come along and if they want to have a bit of an exciting night with maybe, you know, three or four drinks rather than just the legal driving limit, they can stay in the hotel as well, can't they?
That's correct. Yeah, great.
But get your booking in early because I'm sure you're going to be busy over the Christmas period.
It's going to be a busy season, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's all absolutely brilliant. Well impressed and really, really pleased for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke.
Thank you, and just my personal thanks to all the staff because it is an award for the team, and I'm really, really chuffed for everybody.
Just back to music for a moment because we've been featuring some of the bands in your Band of the Year competition, and the finals or semi-final and finals are on their way.
That's right. There are two semi-finals in November, and then the grand final is on. I think it's the first week in December on the Monday. So we're all heading towards that, and. There's some really good bands in the competition, and again, the standard's been very high. So
we've really enjoyed listening to some of them on the show here. So thank you for letting us hear some of them and introducing us to some really great music.
Good, pleasure.
Mike, keep up the good work. Give us the web address as we say goodbye to you.
Okay, it's www.therobin.co.uk.
And get yourself down there and enjoy one of the fabulous events. And there's something for pretty much everybody, isn't there?
Yes. Complete across the board. We do. We cater for everybody. So just have a look at our programme.
Mike, thanks again for joining us, and once again, congratulations on the award. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I know. I really am pleased for him. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, especially like. I don't know, we don't get much of a good call in the West Midlands, do we? So it's nice to be proud of where we are.
And certainly we are proud of the Robin 2 and all that Mike does down there and the team. Right, so time for us to go.
Unfortunately. It's gone quick, hasn't it, today, don't you?
It has, it's rushed by. And yes. I'm not sure when the show will be out next week, because I'm not sure when I'm in the country.
You might be jetting off again.
Yes, so we'll see what's going on. Mm. If we know it's happening... We shall try and get together and record something beforehand, won't we?
Please. I'm trying to get a really good guest for next week.
You are. Yes.
I've got my hands in comedians.
And we'll translate that into English later on, because I've no idea what the meaning was. But thank you for joining us. We'll be back very soon for episode 123. Meanwhile, goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.